Joining us this morning to give us an agenda for the week ahead, we have Callie Crossley with us, host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH in Boston. Good morning, Callie.
Good morning, Celeste. How are you?
I'm good. Are you dry?
Barely, but yeah.
What's your word for the week?
Recovery. We're recovering from Irene, the effects of Irene, and we're looking at the economic recovery as President Obama plans his post-Labor Day jobs talk, and also the August jobs bill comes out.
One of those recoveries will take longer than the other. I won't say which. Louise Story is also with us, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
You have a word for this week?
I do. Damages. Looking at the damages of the hurricane, but also the damages to the economy from all the troubles we've seen in August.
Yeah, and we've had a lot of natural disasters this year, and they're all expensive. So let's begin with our most recent. Hurricane Irene has left billions of dollars of damage behind it. We don't actually know how much yet, and that will be impossible to determine until at least the waters have receded. But Callie, as you said, President Obama is preparing his Labor Day speech on the economy. Do you expect to hear something about Hurricane Irene during that speech?
Oh, absolutely. When we're talking, as Governor Chris Christie said, even before Irene hit, that tens of billions of dollars of damage could be expected, and I guess he was talking about his area alone, and now some are predicting $7 billion. That's a big hit, and he did the right thing, I think, in signing off on those pre-emergency regulations that allowed the states to go ahead and use monies from the federal government to prepare for Irene and to evacuate people and all of that. But, it's not a bottomless pot, so it's coming from somewhere. And at a time when everybody's strained, the federal government and certainly the states, this is just bad timing.
And, you know, we're just hearing that FEMA has less than $1 billion left in the kitty to deal with natural disasters. I mean, I don't think I've ever heard that before.
I hadn't heard it either. And let me tell you something. As one in the path of Irene, I was first in Philadelphia and then flew home to Boston. It's pretty scary. So you want FEMA to be on top of its game. And remember, we're thinking about all of these things against the backdrop of Katrina, because this is the sixth anniversary of Katrina.
Hurricane, Hurricane Katrina made landfall for the second time as a Category 3 storm on Monday, August 29th. Today is Monday, August 29th. That is a grim reminder.
Isn't it? And it's creepy. And I know that lots of folks acted, I think, appropriately thinking about that in the back of their minds. And you know, one of the things that happened here that didn't happen there is that there was an immediate outlay of cash. And so if we're talking about FEMA coming up short, if you will, with the kind of funds that are needed to take care of us in these emergencies, that for me is pretty scary.
All right. Well, let's talk about the outlay of cash that comes out of natural disasters. Do you think, Louise? I mean, we're expecting new unemployment figures on Friday. Obviously, they're not going to deal with these recent days. But I mean, what can we see? Is there going to be a short boost because of Hurricane Irene?
Well, you know, actually, economists are expecting that the August unemployment figures, which will come out on Friday, will show real slowing in growth of employment. And so this will be another sign people are looking at to say, are we in a recovery? Or are we slipping back to another recession? And this is, you know, the damages we'll be seeing here in these unemployment figures, some will say are because of the stalemate in Washington over the U.S. debt limit debate and then the downgrade of the nation's credit by S&P. Those things may have caused some companies to just put a brake on hiring.
And we also are looking ahead. Callie was talking about the remarks the president will make during his Labor Day speech. We're looking ahead even sooner to some other remarks coming from Fed's chairman, Ben Bernanke. He had his latest meeting at the end of last week in Jackson Hole. And what did you, I mean, people were expecting him to do something. They were expecting some substantive comment from him. What did we hear?
Well, very little. He didn't do much. Now everyone's speculating around the next federal board meeting of the Federal Reserve because it's been extended to a two-day meeting. And so usually they're one-day meetings and people are saying, well, maybe we're going to see some other kind of Fed stimulus coming out of this two-day meeting. So that's the line on Wall Street.
All right. And let's talk again quickly about Europe before we return to the United States, because we get this headline this morning that we've got the Greek banks merging. And then I saw a reporter saying it doesn't matter. Greek banks have very little effect on the United States. Everything seemed to be going okay earlier in July when the European Union extended Greece's bailout fund. What's the state of Greece at this point?
Well, I got to stop you there. They extended Greece's bailout fund if all 17 nations in the European Monetary Union agreed. And so I've actually been talking to some different European officials in the last few days and hearing about conference calls they were having on Friday where they were arguing with Finland, because officials from Finland are saying, well, we're not going to sign off on that July deal unless you give us some extra money, some extra collateral. And so that Greece deal is not done unless all 17 nations sign off, and that'll be taking place over the next few weeks. And if you don't get sign off, you're going to see a lot more volatility and perhaps, you know, the whole deal torn up and started anew in Europe. So watch
maybe
that
stalemate that people are complaining about in America then becomes a stalemate in the European Union.
Well, you know, they have a governance problem because they don't have any central authority that, with financial matters for Europe, can just make decisions. So they've got basically 17 vetoes, and it's not a very good way to govern, particularly in a financial crisis.
All right. Well, Callie, let's talk for a little bit about the political fallout of Hurricane Irene. You mentioned Katrina, as you said. You know, Katrina ended up being a black eye on the Bush administration because of the response. How do you think this will play out for the Obama administration?
Play out pretty well because he left his vacation early. He came to Washington to monitor how all of the emergency responses were taking place. But I have to say that more on the ground, like the Chris Christie's, the governor of New Jersey, and I was in Philadelphia for a time, the mayor of Philadelphia, Michael Nutter, all of those people distinguished themselves right up front, and Bloomberg, too, of New York, by saying, this is an emergency. We're not kidding around. You're going to get out. And all I kept thinking as I looked at Chris Christie's face was, I will not be Ray Nagin, who was at that time the mayor of New Orleans when Katrina hit. He was so serious about and down to earth about get off those beaches, get out, we're closing down the roads, whatever. And, you know, I think that made the point to get people to take it seriously.
And although some people predictably did not obey the evacuation order, people really did. So in this case, it's kind of proving the negative. It could have been worse had they not. Callie Crossley's host of The Callie Crossley Show on WGBH, and Louise Story, Wall Street and Finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. If you have a story to tell about the aftermath of Hurricane Irene, or maybe you're in a flooding area, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE. That's your agenda.